Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, Season 2, Episode 3, the Halloweepidemic Happy Quarantine. Not sure what to call it here, but it is our Halloween special, our Halloween episode. And as usual, we'll be doing intros. We'll have our round top. The guys will be talking Halloween, World Series, burritos, and the infamous Ghost Pepper Donuts. Might make it into the show. We're going to be doing Tweets of the Week, the Halloween edition, Smart Articles by Smart People. We're going to be doing a Candy Quiz by Mental Floss, and Dad Jokes and Happy Things to end the show. Speaking of happy things, I have a very special guest on the chair tonight. She's come all the way from Living Room A. What's your name, young lady?
My name is Lola.
How are you, Lola?
I'm very great.
You're very great. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yeah, I actually already got my costume.
Oh, you did? What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Ladybug from Miraculous.
Okay, Ladybug from Miraculous. I love that. Okay, so you brought out a big joke for us to start the show tonight?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Why is the ghost so bad at lying? Because you can see right through him.
I love that. Yeah.
All right. You can, if you guys can, you guys can actually just Google that.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you're sharing your sources with us. Hey, Lola, before we let you go and get into the big show, we talked at the table today, and you had a really nice thing to say to your sister. Why don't you just tell me exactly what you said to her, because it really made my day.
Don't focus on the past or you'll miss the future.
Don't focus on the past or you'll miss the future. I love that. Let's start the show. Here come the guys around the corner. Dad Timeout Show comes in 3, 2, 1.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, we are back on the other side, and Chris and Mark have now joined us. Hello, hey, gentlemen. Hello. How are you?
Good evening. Fantastic. How are you, MK?
I'm doing great.
Let's cheers. It's good to see you guys both.
Cheers.
We've been texting some funnies back and forth all week, but now we're together. And cue the flyover. And there you have it. So I like to set the scene tonight, set the table. We are in, 75-degree California weather in a distanced backyard.
Call that shorts weather.
Yeah.
Shorts weather, pretty much.
Shorts at night weather.
Almost year-round here, right?
Yeah. Close.
Yeah, we got our Columbias just in case. Not a sponsor yet. but they are there. It's been beautiful. The fires have calmed down up here. They're still kind of hot in Colorado, especially in Central California. We're actually heading to Yosemite tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I hope things are going well, and thank you to our firefighters. But on a fun side, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, episode, season 2, episode 3.
23.
And we are enjoying some tasty treats tonight. I will this up. My friend emailed me during last week's heat wave, and he said, "Hey, MK, need to keep hydrated?
Yes, I do.
Right now?" It's 103 degrees out. So he was kind enough to send over a case of Body Armor Light.
All right, yes.
Yeah, it's delicious, Body Armor Light. So that's what's in my cup tonight. And I see...
Sounds delicious.
I see our resident baker brought out some goods. Can I tell you about the surprise now?
Please do.
Please.
All right, so my daughter bakes for us, you know, when we're out here, and we can kind of snack on stuff. And she's been making these, how would you describe them?
Frosted Flakes Rice Krispie Treats, which are, like, incredibly, and, you know, I'm not trying to, like, this is, like, legit 9 out of 10.
Are they cornflakes or Frosted Flakes? I think they're cornflakes.
I feel like they're Frosted Flakes. They're so
interesting.
I'll have
to ask the chef.
They're so yummy.
But like tonight,
they're delicious.
Yes. Tonight's surprise, however.
Yes.
You ready? Drum roll.
Pumpkin spice?
pumpkin spice.
Oh man.
She found pumpkin spice cornflakes.
What?
Amazing.
To make the marshmallow cornflakes.
I can't wait to eat these because, man, MK wouldn't let me eat them until he revealed the secret ingredient.
Yes. Well, you know.
Loving it.
It's all I can do for our hollow epidemic. Is that, you want to call it that, or you want to call it the epidemic. Happy quarantine?
I like the second one.
Quarantween.
Quarantween.
Happy Quarantween.
Happy Quarantween.
No.
It's still G-rated. Happy Quarantween.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
All right. Well, I already said it, but we went over our laundry list. We're going to be talking about Halloween topics to Mark's favor and my dismay.
Your chagrin.
Yeah, Chris is neutral, but this is the last time that we can we do this because the holiday will be officially over. Yeah, and we'll get to move on.
Well, he's wearing his skeleton costume.
I'm dressed up for the occasion.
Look at that.
Yes.
I really wish we had a vlog, man. We got to get that rolling because I just want to set the scene here with the pumpkins, the jack-o'-lanterns, the pumpkin spice is wafting in the air. We got
candles,
pumpkin spice baked goods. I mean, it's really something back here, man.
I appreciate that.
I mean, the effort.
We're walking beautiful. Straight out of an HGTV show right now.
It really is.
Pretty this close. Is like Better Homes and Garden had nothing on this backyard right now. I am telling you.
You know,
backyard.
When I think of fall podcasts, I often think of mums, pumpkins, and candles to softly light the background.
Yes.
By the way, that pumpkin over there won first place.
Yes.
Oh my god.
In our school's distance drive-through.
Yes.
On Saturday night, was it, Mike?
I was there, as you know.
Wow.
I voted heavy for the kitty just because my kids were going completely nuts over it. They were like, kitty, kitty, kitty. So
I get a little bit of a bad dad award. My wife took the kids up to the drive-in, which is, you know, everybody was separated by, like, spaces and parking spaces, and then, you know, you had to pre-purchase, and then they'd park you and stuff like that. Nobody gets to get out of the car. So the Alabama-Georgia game started, and I'm like, all right, I'll be up in a minute, 2, 10, 20, half hour, halftime. I'm like, how's it going up there? She's like, the movie's an hour in. And unfortunately, I didn't end up making it to the distance drive-in. But that doesn't affect the show in any which way, but ever. But hey, real quick, we have some really fun news. We have our first fan from Ireland. So I want to give him a shout out at the end of the show. That's pretty cool. We're going to be doing all usual stuff. And you know, this is really something fun that I caught. And not that we're there, but it was kind of nice to be on the same page. Our podcast is now on the same. If you like the Dad Timeout Show, you'll like NPR's Wow in the World and Hank the Cow Dog.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey's podcast.
Oh,
All right. Well, let's move on to tweets of the week. And, of course, we're going to have the Halloween theme.
I am Dracula.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, we're going into the tweets of the week. Parent tweets of the week. Halloween tweets of the week. Some are old, some are new. Some are borrowed, some are blue. Is that how it ends?
Summer boo.
I think that is what it is.
Summer
something
blue.
Something borrowed, something blue.
How about
blue?
Summer poo?
No poo.
No, I said boo.
My six-year-old
boo,
drops
Halloween.
Enough poo
Halloween,
into our
boo,
conversation.
Boo, boo.
Oh, got it. All right, so this one's from Walking Slippers. And the full is, if you're searching her on Twitter, it's Walking Outside in Slippers. I want to get technical there. Parents, 364 days a year. Don't take candy from strangers. Parents on Halloween. Take candy from strangers in the dark and share it with me.
Exactly. Huh. As much as you can get.
Never thought of it that way.
Why are all the rules twisted on Halloween?
I don't know.
It's the greatest play day of the year.
It's the most. Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, part of it is the candy, obviously. But the other part is because the rest of the year, it's like, hey, don't take candy from strangers. But then this one night, you're knocking on your neighbor's house, the cranky old guy, and he's like handing you out like mini Snickers. And it's like, it's amazing.
And, well, you know, and you're rolling the dice, right? Like there's the dim house with the one orange flicker in the bottom of the blind. And you're like, that could be a Halloween cast. You know, hey, you run up there and see, Jimmy.
Right.
And it's usually not.
Now, the cool thing about Halloween is that it doesn't matter if you want to celebrate it or don't want to celebrate. If you think about all holidays, and I've been preaching this for a long time, Halloween's about the only holiday that if you don't want to partake, nobody gives you a hard time. Not a big deal.
What? Like
if, seriously.
No.
Think about it.
If you ring the doorbell and you don't give me candy?
No, like I'm not talking about that in general. I'm saying you show up to work in a costume, yay. You don't, whatever. Other holidays, it's like, what do you mean you're not celebrating Thanksgiving? Or what do you mean you're not celebrating Valentine's Day? It's like there's a lot of pressure. Halloween has no pressure. Do it, don't do it. Yeah, whatever. That's why MK can be free to be him and I can be free to be me, man.
If you haven't listened to a prior episode, I am MK, and I despise Halloween. Reason being, partially, because I was a professional mascot in a suit, a 100-degree suit, for many years on hot AstroTurf, hot pavements. The last thing I want to do in my older years is to put on a costume around town in the dark.
So go like tank top and dolphin shorts and be Richard Simmons.
Seriously. All right, we're moving on. Halloween tweet number two. The cool thing... Oh, I'm sorry. This is from @Wendy_B. The cool thing about 2020 is your kid can dress up as any profession for Halloween by throwing on leggings and a sweatshirt and saying they're working from home.
Wow. I'm going to have to use that. That's really clever. Should put shorts on the bottom and then like a nice shirt on top or something.
That there you go. You got your costume
working
down. Pajama bottoms with a shirt and tie.
Top, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Awesome. Thanks, Wendy. All
Thank
right.
You, Wendy.
You gotta say it with me. This one's from @SimonC. Holland. We have to have an episode with just Simon tweets. My daughter wants to be something scary for Halloween this year, so she's going to carry a school fundraising packet to every door.
Oh man.
Come on, man. we always talk about like the brighter side of this scenario that we're all in right now, and we try to stay on the optimism and the good, but I will say, and our school still does a pretty good job of virtual fundraising. But I don't miss the whole spectrum of fundraising.
Oh.
Good tweet, Simon. Now we're going to move on to, since we talk about staying at home, we're going to go on to @MommyCusses. Cusses, that's what they say in the South. People cuss. They don't curse.
No, you don't curse. No,
@Mommy_Cusses. My son said he made tier 100 on Fortnite, so I asked him, but are you tier 100 in your schoolwork? And just like that, my jeans rose 7 inches to cover my belly button, and a Dare fanny pack appeared on my good hip with an AARP card inside.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is awesome. I like that one a lot. It's so true, though. I mean, my kids talk about video game play all the time, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, I glaze over, and then I think to myself, how are your grades, though? I mean, you know, pandemic learning is... a whole different situation.
And it's like when they show you art, you embrace that no matter what.
Totally.
Then there's this fine line, like when they've worked for an hour and a half on a Minecraft chicken coop, and they come running to you, and you're like, "Yeah, well, cool."
You can't hang it up.
You can't. Are you digitally excited? Like, I don't know. Like, did I run to my mom and dad and say...
Couldn't you have learned to play another song on piano?
My asteroid score was ridiculous today.
Does that turn you into an old fart dad because you can't relate to that? I mean, like, I don't know. Do we have to, like...
Well, I think that's her point, right?
Like, man.
Totally.
The fanny pack with the Dare logo, you know, kind of takes us right back.
I think we're there, then. I think we're there.
I do, though. I get levels, and I get... I'm not even going to go down the tech row right now, but they're all kind of Minecraft and Robloxing it when needed. I can't get thrilled about it, but I do enjoy that they're at least being creative in that.
For sure. Form. But, man, my daughter's 15, and she's still playing Minecraft, and I'm just wondering, when does that end? I wonder if it's because of the pandemic
when
that they're meeting their friends.
When she's talking to IM Pei and they're designing the new art museum in Brussels, that's when Minecraft pays off.
Yeah, well, hey, all right.
Wow.
All right, let's switch the other side to go @DadAndBuried, another really funny tweet. You think you know what loud is? And then your four-year-old gets on a Zoom call with 15 other preschoolers.
Oh,
it's insanity. It's, so yours are older, Chris. Mark's, yeah, yeah. Mark's,
I have the youngest one here. Younger
ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. At five, and oh my gosh, we had four Zoom calls going on at the same time last night, all at 5 o'clock. Four Zoom calls, and I tell you, my 5 year old got on a Cub Scout or whatever the scout level he is call, and just the din of his voice. I mean, it was cute, but wow, that was like. That was the decibels. The window shook.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm on work calls, and then, like, in the middle of the day, all of a sudden the piano starts playing, and she's, like, on her Zoom piano lesson, and then she's doing, like, what we talked about last week, where they're doing the gym class, and yeah, they're doing calisthenics, and it's like you're just putting up with the sounds and stuff. But, man, yeah, we're on the four Zoom calls. We had to upgrade our internet package just because, like...
I got a Nest.
Oh, man.
I have a whole home, and my internet got a lot better once I got an Orbi Nest, not a sponsor yet.
We had to get the deluxe.
Not yet.
We had to get the deluxe package on the internet, man.
I'm really digging this body armor light. I took a bike ride, and I put it instead of my water on the bike ride, and yeah, it was awesome. All right, let me change gears before we get out of parent tweets of the week, just because it is Halloween, and I will smooch Mark tonight because it's, yay, his holiday. It's his...
See, that's the thing, is you hate Halloween, and he's like, yeah, Mr. Pumpkin.
Yeah,
that's right. Charlie Brown, Mr. Pumpkin.
Ooh. All right, so any guesses the top? Well, I think we might have done this before, but I'm going to redo it. Bottom five candies as far as Thrillist is concerned, worst bottom candies. Five. I'm, yes, going to give you number,
I know.
Number five, Bit of Honey.
What?
Is the fifth worst.
No
candy.
Way. I love Bit of Honey.
Blasphemy.
Okay. Dude. Double Bubble, the fourth, ooh, worst, right,
yeah, that's
Halloween.
That's pretty swaggy.
This one, I'm kind of torn on. Smarties they have is number three.
No way. I love Smarties. Okay, who wrote this? Where is this coming from?
This is coming from Thrillist. Said the worst, okay, Halloween candies.
Wow. That's...
Anything that isn't candy. Pretzels, pennies, fruit snacks.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that one.
We
number
get it.
One is.
You want to participate. You think candy is cliche. All right, I get it. Number one.
Can we guess?
Number one worst Halloween candy. Take a guess.
Necco wafers.
Yes.
I say candy corn.
I was going for wax lips.
Ooh, yes, that's not. That's,
but that's not like so, like, you know, mainstream.
Not prevalent anymore. Yeah.
Well, it's
prevalent.
It appeared on the list, but yes, gentlemen, you were correct. Necco wafers was the number one.
Pull Chris. Out.
Yeah, yes. See, I'm a candy,
you know, I heard. So they evidently polled hundreds of thousands of people. At least the I was driving to work and I was listening to this, and the news had said that I think in the top 10. Five of them were Reese's products, and the number
it's
one
impossible.
On the list. It was crazy. It was like Reese's Pieces, Reese's
Splash
with Reese's
butter cups.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like number one was Reese's, like the full size, and number two was the mini Reese's. I'm like, how many Reese's really? But I mean, I like Reese's.
Some writer had a bad experience with the Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, these were top five.
Top five,
top five and
all
top
Reese's
10.
Product.
Yeah.
Yes. It was
five.
No, top 10. Top 10 was all Reese's, and then interspersed were, you know, Kit Kats and Snickers.
I need to see the poll data.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to call, that fake news.
I will. Good job. I will provide that to you.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up Tweets of the Week with the Bad Candy finale.
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Goes by smart people.
We're on to smart articles by smart people. Gentlemen, did you have a chance to read? I sent you two over. One was from the Today Show, and one was from Melissa Willits, who writes for Pop Sugar. And, you know, the main question that we're all asking is trick-or-treating safe this year? Is trunk-or-treating safe? Here's the lowdown on this activity. I mean, I guess different states are in different situations, but in California, it's not really kind of smiled upon.
No, that's.
I'll be very curious to see if people still head out and attempt. We're not, but we'll get into the articles. But how are you trick or treating this year?
So we're not trick or treating, and okay. That's it's hard because considering it's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's a full moon, and the next day is the end of daylight savings time, so you actually get to sleep an extra hour. Hey. It's like a trifecta that you won't see. Yes. I think I read for another 18 or 19 years. So that's, I was explaining that to my daughter tonight, and she's like, I'm going to be like 28 or 29. I'm like, yup, this is a big deal. So, yeah, no trick-or-treating.
Fun facts by the Halloween fanatic.
You know, hey, I could
are you going to give out candy? Like, if someone rings your doorbell, what are you going
to
do?
Let me tell you something a little bit. Chris, you haven't been to my house, but MK has. I have the worst Halloween house ever. Literally, the driveway is so long, and I have 19 steps to the front door, and I could have a beacon on the hill.
Bars on the windows.
I could be calling Halloween kids to my doorstep, and they'd be like, unless they're giving away, like, 15 full-size candy bars, I'm not going up there. That's the trick-or-treat.
What section of the country did that kid live in?
It's like some old man kid. Are you really a kid?
Well, he's getting into his costume. He's getting into his vibe. You know, you truly, as a consummate trick-or-treater, you have to, like, own who you are.
Well, yeah, you live in one of those hilly neighborhoods. It is kind of tough. I mean, today's show gave out a lot of great examples. One thing that we're going to try, oh, please enjoy the fireworks show, because that's happening.
Triggered the dog.
What are we're doing scavenger hunts? So basically, and that's a real dog. That's not a sound effect, by the way.
Well, your idea isn't a dog.
Thanks, 2020.
It's very popular. Yeah.
Thanks, pandemic. All right. So what we're doing, and then, Chris, I want to hear from you, too, because I know you're a trick-or-treating fanatic. What we're doing is scavenger hunts. We have, I guess you would call them bubble families, like families that we know are going the extra yard, and we get together distance-wise pretty regularly. Everybody's been okay so far, and we're how many months in? So, you know, we're going to four different houses. The kids are going to get to wear their costumes, and in each house, the backyard, front yard, we're going to have little candy scavenger hunts.
Oh, okay.
So nice. The Today Show actually had some really fun suggestions, like wrapping them in tissue paper, like Ghostwise, and, you know, stuff like that. So that way the kids can at least get the hurrah of putting the costume on and getting out there and all that stuff. How about you?
I mean, I'm kind of torn. Well, actually, we're going to be out of town on Halloween this year, so there was a golf tournament that got postponed, and so we're going to be playing golf at a tournament on the Halloween, so I don't know.
How are you going to trick-or-treat on a golf course?
We can't, so I'm just going to have to...
They're going
to
hide candy in the
hole.
Hole
number four is Nikos!
I hope they do some Halloween stuff. Like, I was telling
hole
my
number
kid
nine
to,
is hot tamales!
I was like, you should wear your costume and
bit
stuff.
Bit of honey.
Do the costume number 18. Tournament. But
hole in one gets you a bit of honey.
If you're
fun
not allowed
size.
To, you got to tuck in your shirt and stuff and whatnot. So, yeah, we're not going to
so
do
So you're not
anything.
Even going to get out there. I've not seen kind of some bummer. Wild suggestions, like some I... understanding some, I don't know, like, are you really going to build a chute?
Believe me, I have people who have, like, sent me, like, the plans for making the candy chute, and I'm looking at them thinking, but somebody's still touching the candy. What am I going to do? Sanitize the candy, glove up, and throw it? It's just...
I mean, this article, too, was, like, saying all that stuff about, like, hey, you got to, like, wash your hands before you hand... I mean, again, it's the commonsensical stuff, but, like, it's, like, I don't know, at that point... It's like, are you?
We're in the same. We're in the same boat. Fun, we're in the same boat as you, MK. Where we have one family we hang out with, and we're gonna hang out with them on Halloween and do whatever. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of weird ideas I'm trying to still formulate as far as some form of trick or treat within our own little world, whether it's a scavenger hunt or something even stranger. I'm like trying to find something fun to do so the kids find it memorable. Kind of like last episode we talked about trying to make life memorable for your kids and memories that last. I'm working on that. So,
well, you know, it is interesting. I've seen some really silly ones. Like one dude had a drone and he was dropping candy out. I'm like, are you?
I've seen catapults.
Are you kidding
too.
Me right now? I've seen catapults. I've seen the funny one where he sends the Bud Lights down to the parent. And then,
I saw that one, too. Yeah,
but
it's awesome.
You know, it's just nothing else is normal. Like, this is not going to be normal. So, yeah, we've got five around, pretty big yards kind of things. And the kids, you know, I did learn that I was really completely oblivious to this. Why? I don't know. A mask does not constitute a mask.
Yeah.
So they're recommending children don't wear head masks, thinking that, that's your CDC not... recommended mask. Yeah, don't wear Casper because it's really not going to cut it.
Yeah,
you know, and these doctors all make really valid and smart scientific points. You know, trick or treating, unfortunately, this year is not essential, and you know, although it provides a lot of fun, you know, it does have its risks. So. That's kind of our scoop. We'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, the bottom line is, I say this lightly because my kids are closer to the near shot, just so they have the thrill of picking out a costume.
Yeah.
Putting it on. My little has been running around, and she got hers early as usual. So she's been running around in it periodically, and she's so geeked up to, like, get out there and get after it.
Yeah.
So, you know, even little tiny, because think of the thrill of an Easter egg hunt. So that's... Yeah, kind of what we're going to. And I'm sorry you'll be out there, Tiger.
I'm going to try to make it fun. I'm going to do something.
I'll bring out some candy for sure.
But
more importantly, what are you going to do? You're going to be sad.
I'm going to be really sad.
This is your jam, man.
This is my favorite holiday. I love Halloween, too. I love candy more than anything. And I like getting free candy. But, yeah, man, I mean, I think the thing here is that you got to be creative. You got to come up with a way to make it special like you guys are doing. Like some of this article stuff about like the one-way drive-through haunted houses and stuff. Like, man, I mean, where can we find that? I guess let's do that.
Pleasanton, Alameda Fairgrounds, Pirates of Emerson.
Oh yeah,
drive-through haunted house.
Heck yeah, man.
Carl Fields and gang are buddies of mine. They do a good job.
I think it's great that people are being not creative and doing all these things.
I have seen a lot of really cool stuff. It's just not happening around here. I mean, even our drive-in the other night. Yeah. They said one great suggestion is if you have a big projector screen to just show a scary movie and then put division, you know, circles on your yard and then just have families, you know, far enough apart that you can all enjoy a movie together. There's a lot of great stuff. That's the one interesting thing about this is people have had to become uber creative to kind of supplant what traditionally was a no-brainer. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, grab a sheet, put it over your head, and then walk out, you know, and be a ghost.
Get a bucket of candy and just put it outside.
Yeah.
You know. Normalcy has changed, but I was stoked this past weekend at the drive-in to be able to set up a bunch of my Halloween stuff. That was, like, super fun to me to break out, you know, a truck full of stuff and let the kids see it. And that was, you know, it's like that's my jam.
I mean, I thought we would see it tonight, but unfortunately, you're coming in hot from another event. So, you know.
He's got the skeleton on, you know.
I'm in costume. I didn't bring my backdrop.
That is true. I'll put that on the gram. I'll definitely put that on the gram. But, yeah, and then hopefully next year we'll be back to normal. You know, one of my favorite people in the world, Al Roker, was ripping on the fun-size candy bars today.
Yeah.
He's like, why do they call them fun? They're not fun. They're tiny.
I need about four of those to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Roker is just a legend, man. Like, I just read his book. I'm not going to rabbit hole this, but it's a really fun read. He's a tremendous guy. All right. Well, that is from the Today Show Parenting and Pop Sugar Family. Just a little Halloween round top. If you're heading out, have a safe and wonderful Halloween no matter what you're doing or what you're getting into. But, you know, that's that.
Happy Halloween.
Spooky. Happy Halloween.
Time now for 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, guys, it's time for 3, 2, 1, go, the Halloween version. I pulled these from Thought Catalog as you're mowing down on your cornflake treats over there.
So good, I might add. Right?
We're just going to do this quick and short and sweet. They're just three to four questions, and whatever's off the top of your head, 3, 2, 1, go. How long do you think you would last in a horror movie? How long do you think you would last in a horror movie? Let me start. Do you ever see Scream?
Yes.
Remember when Rose McGowan got caught in the garage and it kept lifting her and dropping her and lifting her and then they got to get her while she was stuck in the dog door or whatever?
Yes.
That would be me.
You relate to that.
Hands down. Every time I see that, that's me. I'd be trying to get out of dog door, I'd get stuck, and the killer would get me. All right, so that's me.
I feel like I would be like, I don't know. I feel like every time I watch those movies, I'd be like, I would never do that. But I'd probably get killed first.
First? Interesting. Harvey, you're the resident expert. How would you do?
I would live through the whole thing and write the book and write the movie script afterward. So,
all right, fair enough. All right, number two, which horror movie do you find the most disturbing that has left a mark on you?
Ooh, Exorcist was really bad, I would say.
Man, I have a really hard time with Hellraiser. That's
Pinhead.
Yeah, that's a movie I just, I don't know. There's something about it that just really is disturbing. And fun fact, I actually don't really like horror movies. I love Halloween. I don't like horror movies.
Interesting. I was a fan for not a long time, but, you know, my adolescence and maybe 20s. Then the last one I saw, and I saw it in a movie theater by myself, was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mm. And I said, that's it. I am done with horror movies for the rest of my life. I don't like the spider crawls. I don't like the quick jerks. I don't like the surprises.
Jump scares and all that.
Jump scares. I can't take, you know, my feelings. I've discussed this on episode. You know, I just can't.
But there was the renaissance, the golden age of horror, wouldn't you say, like, during those times with, like, the Friday the 13th and the
Scream.
Jason and the Freddy Krueger.
Those are campy. And those don't bother me so much, but I'm throwback. I'm like Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy.
Oh yeah, the Lon Chaney.
Well, I'm talking about the Universal monsters. That's my jam.
Okay, here you go. How have you ever played with a Ouija board, and what happened? I have not. I get freaked out by that stuff, and I don't want to mess with the spiritual world. I do not. I would never touch a Ouija board. Go.
We have a Ouija board. I mean, you know, when we try to pull it out and, like, do the thing, it's like everyone's pulling and tugging. You could tell me all giggle. I just wish it would, like, move on its own really quickly and then, like, freak everyone out, but nothing.
Nothing, Mark.
I've been present while others have played on a Ouija board. I too, like UMK, am not really interested in summoning the devil. So that's kind of my, you know.
No big whoop, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to tussle with the spiritual realm. I believe in it, therefore I honor it and stay away from summoning it.
I do believe there are spirits out there, and I do think they don't need to be messed with. I'm kind of that guy. All right, on that note, have you ever had an unexplainable experience with the supernatural?
No, we used to do the the Bloody Mary and the thing in the mirror. And sleepovers. Nothing. Nothing. Every crazy happened.
I have had too many to count, and that's one of the reasons I would not mess with the Ouija board, because I have had experiences that aren't explainable.
I can truly say I have had one.
Oh yeah,
repeatedly, and my wife will attest to this too. Ooh. We lived in San Francisco in an old Victorian, and there would be certain sections. We lived in a flat, which, if you don't know, is probably the middle section of a Victorian or the top section. So you don't own the whole entire Victorian, unless you found it Google. there were certain nights of the year you would walk through a part of the flat, and your hair would raise.
Ooh.
It wouldn't be scary, but your hair would raise completely up. And I would call. I'd be like, Jen, come see this. Like, my hair is standing straight up. And you just felt...
like paranormal activity?
Yeah, the presence. So
kind of creepy.
I had experiences on the Queen Mary, which is the ship down in Long Beach, which is known to be haunted. My wife and I actually, it's funny, we were doing a ghost tour the day after our first night spending the night there. So we spent the night, had all these paranormal experiences. The next day we had the ghost tour, and she looked at me and she kind of hit me and said, you know, if I had known that this place was haunted, I would have never let you book it. So we had those experiences. I'm not going to get too many details, but I can tell you that I have stories abound. But I could.
I'll go to a quick quid pro quo, and then we'll get out of this segment. So my wife, we do a lot of staycations, and she's really clever, and she comes up with very unique places or cities or towns in California. There's lots of cool stuff. So we went to this place up in Crockett, Pinole. It was on the water, and we go to this nice restaurant to begin the night, and then we go in. We're staying in this hotel-esque thing, and it's a little bit old school. I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, it's just got charm. It's cool, right? And I laid in the room at night, and I think our two oldest were with us. And I could feel something wasn't right. And it was a ghost hotel. And she didn't tell me this. And there were actually paranormal people above us with instrumentation to measure stuff.
Ghostbusters.
Above us. Yeah.
Wow.
We ran into them the next day and they're like, did you feel that last night? We got a measurement.
No.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she broke it down and I'm like, you. Like, man. So
don't bring me to the haunted hotel.
No haunted houses, no Ouija boards, and no scary movies for me. I'm done. C'est la vie Halloween.
Yeah. It's time for dad jokes.
It's the quiz.
Oh, yes. Yes. And what's on the line, MK?
On the line tonight, I have a Fandango gift card.
Oh, what?
For $5 nice. And a copy of Southern Living Magazine, which is based out of the southern United States.
Oh.
So it's a delightful magazine if you've ever read it or heard about it. So a $5 Fandango gift card.
Nice.
And Southern Living Magazine. Are you ready to play? This comes from Mental Floss.
Ooh.
So a flosser is that thing that you put, you know, between your teeth. And then mental would be your brain, right? So the mental floss, like it sharpens your brain.
Removing the plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kicking it up a notch here on the Halloween episode. Which is not a bubblegum brand? Hubba Bubba, Bubble Tape, Bubble Bobble, Bubble Yum.
Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
You both say Bubble Bobble.
Yes.
And that is correct.
That's a video game, actually.
Fantastic. Which candy does not contain wafers? Kit Kat, Coffee Crisp, Reese's Sticks, or Mounds?
Mounds.
Mounds. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
These guys know their candy. Oh, yeah, two man. For two so far. I hope you're doing okay in the car or on the Peloton while you're listening to us.
Don't fall off.
You're going to need the Peloton after this candy episode.
Which candy is not made from chocolate? Whatchamacallit, Zagnut, Nestle Chunky, or Rolo? Which candy is not made from chocolate?
I know which one. I'm going to wait.
Second one. Zagnut. What is it? Zagnut? I think that's Zagnut. Nougat, I believe.
Okay, they both say Zagnut. It's kind of sweet how you're both agreeing on everything. But you are also both correct.
Hey.
4 for 4 so far. Hope you're doing all right out there in Kansas,
Candy's
Florida, Pennsylvania, Canada.
Ireland.
Our one fan in Ireland.
In Ireland. Yes.
And the UK.
We're huge
in
France.
We have a couple in the UK. And Australia and New Zealand. Which does not contain crisped rice? Now, these are Americanized questions for our friends overseas. What does not contain... I should just give you the question there. Mentos. Oh, this is so easy. Mentos, Crackle, Mr. Big, or Nestle's Crunch?
The Mentos.
First one. Although that would be pretty... they should make a Mentos Crackle version.
All right. Here's a bonus question on that one. Which band created a video featuring the candy Mentos? Which rock band created a video... Oh. And then
maker.
Later had to ask the fans to stop throwing Mentos at them on the stage. Any guesses?
No, I've never even heard that.
Green Day.
Green Day. Very good guess.
Wow.
I
really?
Will give you credit there, but it is the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. When I talk about it, Carrie. That song.
I love Foo Fighters.
Now I'm folding another game show in. Name that tune. Yeah, so the Foos had that, and that was a funny story. A true story. Which candy is not made of crunchy peanut butter wafers covered in chocolate? The Clark Bar, Fifth Avenue, Butterfinger, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Which candy is not made of crunchy peanut butter wafers covered in chocolate?
Crunchy peanut butter wafers covered in chocolate? Well, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups doesn't have wafers in it.
No, it does not wafers.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
It's a very easy quiz.
Yeah.
It's not flossing my mental enough.
It's not enough.
But I like mental floss. I'm not going to bag on them. Okay, which candy does not contain toffee? Oh, I got this one too. Now or Later, Heath Bar, Score, or Crunchy?
Now or Later. I mean, come on. It's a fruit candy.
Oh, there's the Scottish answer. Oh,
sorry. You're going to offend our one fan there. You know?
Do it again.
It's a fruit candy.
An hour later.
Now or Later. I love Now or Laters, though.
Why?
Oh, as a kid, going down to the Devonshire Little Store in San Carlos.
You know why they were good?
25
cents. They were cheap.
And you could just, you suck on it for like.
Yeah, they last a long time, and you buy them for a quarter, and you could probably make them last like 4 hours because they.
No.
Yeah.
Stick the roof of your mouth.
Wacky wafers. Size. bottle caps.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Spree. None of that nonsense now or later. Jolly, I'm not even.
Dude, are you saying bottle caps are better than now and laters? The, like, yeah, yeah. The candy that turns into gum? That one?
No, no, that's not a bottle cap. No, which candy does not contain caramel?
Ooh.
No, that's an easy one again. Necco wafer, Snickers, Twix, or Milk Duds? I'm going to just have to read them fast.
Oh, Necco wafers.
Yes.
Come on.
Necco wafers.
Ooh, Snickers. That sounds good.
All right. Which is not a fruit-flavored candy? The Zero Bar, Starburst, Mike and Ike, or Skittles?
Zero Bar. Come on.
Come on, Mental Floss.
This must not be for, like, Americans, right? Or something like that?
Perhaps.
People that haven't had candy before?
What's your favorite out of those three? Starburst, Mike and Ike, or Skittles?
I eat Skittles on the regular. Like, I have daily, almost, I think.
Are you serious?
You know, it's because we bought, last Halloween, we were going to give out full bags of Skittles because we had just moved to the neighborhood and I wanted to make a big splash.
Yeah.
And then no one showed up. So I got two boxes of Skittles.
I've been
eating them
for 360 days.
And now I'm like in therapy. Like six or seven a day, you know, like a
I think I'd have to go Starburst. I typically don't go to fruits.
I'm going
to
say Skittles. I like Starburst.
Yeah, Skittles are great.
Side note, I once melted a Starburst on a light bulb in my bedroom as a little boy, and I blew up the light bulb, scaring my mother and getting me in a large amount of trouble. Final one is, which is not a coconut candy? On the easiest candy quiz I've ever taken, is it Zagnut, Almond Joy, Mounds, or Milky Way? See, here's the disappointment in my voice. I like at least challenging.
Milky Way.
Zagnut, Almond Joy, Mounds, or Milky Way?
Milky Way.
Milky Way is...
What is nougat?
Correct.
You know what that is?
Do you know what nougat is?
What is that?
It's like
fluffy something, but is it chocolate? It's not chocolate.
It's kind of like a puffy. It's almost like a puffy something. It's almost like
a marshmallowy
kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
How do you think one invented nougat?
I don't know. It was probably an accident.
For another episode.
It was an accident. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
How did one invent nougat?
Like an Oompa Loompa.
Like an Oompa Loompa.
Oh. Like took the chocolate milk out of the river, threw it in another candy room, and all of a sudden Willie walked in and was like, what is this strange thing?
Yeah.
And then the Mallow Cup was born.
Spun it with a beautiful spinner above in the sky.
Wow.
Wow, all right. So you got them all right. You both will split the $5 Fandango card tonight, and I'll send you both a copy of Southern Living. Great job, guys. Give yourselves a nice round of applause.
Thanks. I feel good. I feel good.
Going to split $5 at the movies?
Well, you got to make the Halloween quiz easier because the kids are listening, all right? All right, so we're going to move on to dad jokes, kind of rounding out the shop here. It is Halloween, so here are some Halloween-esque dad jokes. What did the optimistic vampire enjoy for Halloween? What did the optimistic vampire enjoy for Halloween?
I don't know, dude.
A body half full?
Some B positive.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's actually
that's clever.
That's actually my blood type.
B positive.
I like that one.
It's Mark's blood type, too.
Just so you know.
Why did the ghost take his girlfriend to his hometown?
Boo rally or something.
Interesting.
Stuff his girlfriend.
Interesting. He wanted to show his boo... his old haunts.
Oh, that's sweet.
These are kind of a little more, you know, artistic. Have a little.
Okay, here's the second part of that.
Touching.
Yeah.
Who sang the song? Got a da 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 do 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 with my boo. No matter what you do.
Is that Patrice Russian? Is it? No.
Is Nelly?
What?
And Kelly Rowland. Song is called Dilemma.
Is this part of the quiz?
This is bonus time.
All right, dad joke number three. Okay, kids, cover your ears. This one gets a little edgy.
Uh-oh.
What do you see when a werewolf drops his pants? What do you see when a werewolf drops his pants?
Trousers.
Trowler.
I don't know, man.
A full moon.
Full moon.
You were right there.
Right there.
Almost had it. Okay, what are you likely to see on a haunted beach? What are you most likely to see on a haunted beach?
Sunburn, scream, cream, I don't know. Sand.
That was last week.
A sandwich.
Sandwich. Oh,
a sandwich, yes. Of course. A sandwich.
So bad.
What rides at the carnival do ghosts like riding the most? What rides at the carnival do ghosts like riding the most? I'll give you a hint. There's two correct answers.
Man, I don't know.
Merry Be Round.
The roller
coaster. Ghoster.
Ghoster.
Roller coaster.
Okay.
And the scary go round.
Scary go round.
The roller coaster and the scary go round, of course.
We were way off there.
All right. What kind of music does mummies like listening to at parties? What kind of music do mummies like listening to?
Yes.
Rap.
Rap music.
Rap music.
Right.
Hey, now.
For a bonus, name one of their favorite musicians in the rap music. De La Soul. Ghostface Killa. Yeah. I'm taking it home. All right. So that's it. That's dad jokes. Good job, everybody. Give yourselves a nice cheers. Give them a round of applause.
Hey-o.
That was silly.
All right, guys. Short but sweet. Thank you very much for being here tonight. I know we'd pretty much stuck to the Halloween card, but I hope you had a little fun. You got to take your put your feet up and relax and enjoy our last official Halloween talk for a full year.
Ugh.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, we got to move on.
Every day is Halloween.
We got to move on now that we're doing these every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Turkey talk.
Chris will get out his loom. His cranberry candles.
Ooh. Wow, that's right. His bog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All coming down the pipeline.
On a previous episode of Dad Time Out Show.
That it was one of my favorite episodes ever.
That was phenomenal.
All right, but we thank all of our listeners for coming in, and we really appreciate you. We do a lot on Instagram. We are Dad Time Out Show on Instagram. Also on Facebook, Dad Time Out Show. Just put that in the search bar. We're all there. We have a lot of fun following you as well, and we want to thank our parent tweets of the week. They are always great. We love that you share them with us, and then we get to build stories around them with our own lives because they're all so funny and cool. Things that made me smile this week. Real quick, what's your favorite Halloween movie with kids?
With kids.
Mine is Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
We just watched that the other night. Halloween Town's really fun too.
Yeah, Bette Midler.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I'm going. Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's not Great a movie. Pumpkin, it's more Charlie of a show. All right. But, I mean, me come too. On.
I've been watching it since I've been a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the Halloween tradition.
This is the first year it won't be broadcast on TV.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Remember, it was must-see TV, like Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah. And you're like, I got to see Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I didn't actually sound like that. One of my new favorite things, too, and I highly recommend this. It's really cool for kids and adults alike. It's Tiny World on Apple TV. And it's kind of like, remember, BBC had the Earth series.
Really good.
It's like that, except it focuses on the tiny critters, creatures, insects, bugs, and looks up, and it's narrated by Paul Rudd.
Wow.
Ant-Man. Nice.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Yeah, it's really fun. I watched it with my sixth last week, and it's a really good show. So that's new on Apple. Well, maybe awesome. Not be new, but it's on Apple TV. Two of my favorite new Instagram friends are Mom Truth Bombs. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, throw them in your search bar. They're amazing. And our favorite new IG friend from Ireland, search Real Big Kid.
Nice.
The true pleasure, obviously we message each other, you know, and people follow us. We say hi and thank them. And he just came back, and then my wife and I started to watch his Insta stories. Incredibly funny guy. And also, one other thing that we recommend that made us smile is Hank the Cow Dog, Matthew McConaughey's new podcast. All right. Man, is he funny. I watched him on the Graham Norton show, and he's just got stories for days. One of the true classics out there. But other than that, guys, have a great Halloween, and we'll put all these links up on our website. We'll put some pictures up as well. And if you have any questions, topics, or show suggestions, please email us. We'd be happy to break down anything. We're kind of in a groove now, so you can look forward to us probably twice a month, maybe three times a month, if we get crazy.
And just real quick, Ben, we love you and miss you.
The Ben. So if you know, our fourth podcast mate is in Holland currently with his family. And they are having the time of their lives. They're really fun to follow on Instagram, too. I'm actually super jealous as I see them, like,
awesome.
In flowers, living, on the
living,
river.
Living the good life.
Yeah, having a great time. But, Ben, we miss you.
Yep.
Have a great week, everybody. Stay good out there, and peace out.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.